Voted 11 out of 12 in the cabinet and the council economic advisors, the budget director. Voted by secret ballot the other day on the tax, whether I should submit a tax bill or not. And the vote was 11 to 1 against it. The reasons being that you should not ask Congress when you've got a balanced budget as we have now. I only got a deficit of 2.3, the lowest deficit in 6 years. I could have balanced it. I put $1.5 billion in that expenditure the last 15 days of June. I put another billion of it the month before. If I'd wanted to carry it over in 67, I could have done it. But I wanted to get it this year and get the equipment, so I did that. Now, they think that when I ask for extra money, I got to give a bill of particulars what I want to do with that money. And therefore, I've got to say that Congress is over-appropriating my budget. We don't know how much it's going to do. It looks like it could be as much as $7 billion. We don't think so. We think you smart men will get a hold of the spenders and make them be reasonable, particularly you small states like Montana and Utah, New Mexico and Arizona. The big city boys are just going wild, and I've got 14 recommendations up there, but I recommended demonstration cities for $2.3 billion for 6 years, and Muskie cut it to $900 million. I didn't fight with him because I thought that was reasonable, $900 million. But Abe Rebikoff and Bobby Kennedy and Joe Clark got in today, and they're advocating $100 billion, $10 billion a year for 10 years. Teddy Kennedy's advocating it for the big cities. Now, we can't do that, but the market went off today on it 11 points, the worst drop in months. Now, the question is, what do I do about prices and about wages and about taxes and about money? They tell me, all of my advisors, that I've got to tell Congress if I go for a tax bill that I've got to have this much to support the men in Vietnam. Now, McNamara says he's got enough to support the men in Vietnam and keep a balanced budget unless we shoot it up faster than we are now and unless it runs later than June. He and Westmoreland cannot predict how long it'll last, but neither of them see how these people can take it very long. It's getting so cruel on them. My God, we're just bombing everything they got, and it's just pretty rough. He thinks that we ought to wait until February if they're still in the ball game, because he doesn't want us to happen what Korea, when we wound up with $12 billion worth of spare parts that we never could use, that were just wasted. So he says, don't appropriate until you need to, and I don't need to until March, and then I can come in the supplemental. So you can't send a tax bill until we do two things. A, we get our appropriation bills through, so we can see how much you overrun. Maybe you won't overrun any. Dirksen said he's going to try to cut them down. Mansfield said he's going to try to cut them down. But agriculture's over $500 million. HEW is over $500 million, and Bobby and Moore said they're going to add another billion. GI Bill's over $300 million. Federal pay increase up $500 million, all above the budget. So there's three or four. Now, there's $7 billion altogether, according to the budget that's indicated now. We don't know what the Congress will do. Now, we have to find that out, number one. So we'll have to wait another 30 days till you get through the appropriation bill. Number two, we don't know how much we need on Vietnam. So the vote was 11 to 1 not to submit a tax bill this year. And just frankly say, we may have to have a tax bill. We recommend it, but we just don't know how much until we know what the bill's going to be. We don't know how much to take up to buy the supper until we know what the ticket is. So, but in the meantime, we're going to have to do something with wages and with prices and with interest rates. Now, I had Meany over today, and he thinks that maybe we ought to try to freeze wages and prices. And he doesn't like for wages to ever be frozen. Maybe we ought to have something like the old War Labor Board. That's a hell of a thing. And to do that in September before November election looks like an idiot. But the interest boys are shoving it to us. They're going 6% in the biggest bank in the country for the soundest loan. Now, you can imagine what a little bank's going to charge in Johnson City, Texas. It's going to be 10%.
Oh, sure. That's terrible. Well,
what do you think about it? Let me talk to you tomorrow.
I'll think about it.
And think about it and just talk around to your friends about it. Don't involve me so they won't know. If you get a little indication that the president is distressed, it's not good. And just think about it and then give me a ring tomorrow.
Can I take up one other thing with you?
Yeah, anything you want to.
Walker Air Force Base out in New Mexico was closed when you had the closing of all the bases.
Yeah.
But the Department of Defense realizes it needs a base to take care of an increase in SAC. There's been quite an increase, or attack rather, there's been quite an increase in attack. And some of the men over there, I think, would like to open Walker Air Force Base again. I want to talk to Cy Vance about it. But I do hope that when it comes around to you, you'll take a really good look at it.
If it does, I'll approve it routinely if they do it. I just follow their judgment, and they haven't. But I'll tell, if you want me to, I'll tell our man to tell Vance to take a look at it. If you don't, I'll wait till
you. I wish you would.
I'll do it right now.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.